This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We've been talking about how excited we are about Cleveland State. By the way, 16 wins. 16 wins, a share of the regular season Horizon League Championship, and now they're getting ready. Along with the Horizon Coach of the Year, second straight year back-to-back, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Gates joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, congratulations on the honor, 2 years in a row. This has been obviously a very complicated season for many college coaches. You had guys like Coach K saying, we got to shut this down earlier in the year. But here we are, the Vikings, they didn't shut anything down. All they did was win. Congratulations on the great season so far.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm definitely, humbled to be voted upon as Coach of the Year from our peers in the Horizon League. And our players are definitely humbled by their receiving the accolades that they've received along the way. So we thank you guys for having us on this morning.
How'd you guys do it?
How do you separate now what you guys were able to do in the regular season, not get too excited, even though you're making history this year, and now get ready for what is the way to get that berth into the NCAA tournament, and that is winning the Horizon League tournament?
Well, we speak at the very beginning of our season about phases. Phase one is obviously regular season, and that's an opportunity to win a championship. And then conference tournament is an opportunity to win a championship. And then in the last phase, phase three, is an opportunity to win a national championship on April 5th. So we talk about the big picture of April 5th. We speak about the national championship game and being able to participate in one shiny moment. I think everyone is familiar with the One Shiny Moment song. And we talk about that. And along the way, there are things that you can achieve. And this is just one of them. So we stay focused on the larger prize that's out there that every college program is heading toward. But we speak about that so that we can stay focused on the big picture. And that's the big picture.
Dennis Gates joining us on the show. Now I will ask it. How did you guys do it? How did you guys put this together? How'd it go?
Well, I'll say this, and you're referring to which part? Being able
whole
to turn
around the program? Because honestly, Coach, all right, I'm not going to lie. So when we saw the 40-0 run against OU, like, he did text me. Lima texted me, and we're like, we knew he had a job ahead of him. Like, it wasn't like on you, and it wasn't on the dudes. It's like, okay, this is part of the ups and downs. And then all of a sudden you're 16-7. So how did you got you, the coaches, the players, everybody, how'd you guys put it together where this is more than respectable? This has been a phenomenal season for you guys this year.
Well, for me personally, I've been taught by some mentors, Leonard Hamilton at Florida State. He's one of the best architects in building a program. And he's my mentor. I worked with him for 9 years. He's taught me a lot. The other part of it is one of my favorite poems is Just a Minute, and one of my favorite poems is It Couldn't Be Done, and it starts off by saying somebody said it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So that's one of my favorite poems, and we just built a staff in place that would be able to message correctly, but also that could set the tone. And we built a program off 8 core values: friendship, love, accountability, trust, discipline, unselfishness, enthusiasm, and toughness. And, you know, it was galvanized within the competitive spirits of our guys, and they wear it proudly.
Coach, when, you know, you think about the complexities of different programs and different conferences, every school has a unique set of challenges. Cleveland State, over the years, even though Gary Waters did a terrific job with the program and led to some NCAA tournament berths and even some success, one of the things was, hey, other teams in the Power Five, they are going to come poaching your student athletes. And they've made it easier for that to happen in the NCAA, and people supported those measures, but they hurt schools like Cleveland State. How do you not only forget about that, how do you send the message to the kids to buy into this program and what you guys can be able to attain?
Well, we got our parents on board. We got their parents on board. We got their village on board. You know, the funny thing is, once they get to college, they have played 12, 13 years of basketball, and then once they get to us, they only have about 2, 3, 4 years left of their entire basketball career. So it's important that we teach them about the next transition that happens in their life, but we have to do that with their parents involved. And our parents have been phenomenal in this process of helping us continue to coach their children. But ultimately, the one thing that I did do that I'm so happy I've done, when I first got the job, I reached out to both Gary Waters as well as Kevin Mackey. And those two coaches have been tremendous, not only in the tradition of Cleveland State University men's basketball and the successes, but they have been instrumental in me allowing allowing me to pick their brains on the smallest and most simplest thing. So I appreciate those guys.
So what happens, Coach, when you get the message this year that, you know, college basketball is going to happen? It could be some starting, some stopping. We just saw Baylor, one of the best teams in the country, have to sit out a period of time. Ohio University, who I'm sure you're familiar with, they had to sit out a period of time. How did you get that, the tunnel vision, you know, put the blinders on to all of that stuff and those potential distractions to just keep your guys focused and not only allow them to have the opportunity to play basketball, but the opportunity to do it at a high level?
Well, I'll tell you this. We built a plan out. And that plan has something to do every week. But most importantly, it starts above us. Our campus leadership has been unbelievable. Our president, Harlan Sands, you know, his military background in the Navy, you know, just in terms of his strategic management. But also our senior VP, Forrest Faison, he was the Surgeon General for the U.S. Navy for years. He's our vice president of the institution. So there's nothing those two men hadn't seen. So when we talk about a pandemic, all I had to do was make sure I was in lockstep with them and making sure that I messaged correctly to our players and parents so that they knew what was on the line and what we had to sacrifice along the way. Our athletic director, Scott Garrett, his resocialization team, got us in place immediately once the school year started, but we just had to make sure we stayed connected with our guys each and every week, whether it was on Zoom, whether it was on FaceTime or phone calls, but there was always something that we were doing with our team, although we were distant. And I appreciate the mentalities that our guys had, because most importantly, their world was flipped upside down, as most industries were, and to be a college student among a pandemic was something that they had no clue how to navigate, and they just stayed focused and stayed tough during the times and definitely came out better men from it.
I know it's one thing for adults who may have their opinions about a lot of what is going on with COVID around the country and to try to make sure that everybody is doing quote-unquote the right thing. What about those challenges when it comes to student-athletes who are on campus and do have their friends and do have their girlfriends, and they also have, you know, their family members, and there are break times? How are you making sure that everybody was doing the right thing, and did it involve making sure to pay attention to social media, pay attention to Instagram? Do you have to set up those burner accounts? How did that work?
Well, it's about education, man, and we've had a tremendous amount of people, professionals in the medical field, speak to our guys about coronavirus, COVID-19 protocols. There was this one doctor, Dr. Shanina Knighton, that she did a tremendous job speaking to our guys and just educating us on the proper protocol. She's done a lot of work here in the Cleveland community, inner city community, with whether it was churches, elementary schools, and different demographics. But she's done a tremendous job educating folks on how to navigate amid the pandemic. And she taught us so much. There was different professors and doctors and scientists from Case Western Reserve to the Cleveland Clinic, just everyone putting their hands, rolling their sleeves up and putting their hands on educating our young people. And I'm just excited that our athletic director had the foresight and the want to provide these educational opportunities. So it starts with that. And our guys were right there not blinking, and they didn't try to defy what was going on. I think when we look at the challenges, social life is one of the challenges when you have a pandemic and the spreading of a virus. And our people are just sacrificing what they know they need to sacrifice. And their parents told them the same thing. If you want something in life, no matter what it is, you have to begin with sacrifice. And it just shows what sacrifice can give you and what it can allow you to earn. And our guys earned every bit of being named regular season champion by the amount of sacrifice that they put forth.
Dennis Gates joining us on the show. Coach Dennis Gates of the Cleveland State men's basketball team. So I know a decent amount of college football coaches. Lyman knows a lot of college basketball coaches. So this is weird. I got a crisscross here with you. Like, you've been in the state of Wisconsin, the state of Florida, the state of California, Illinois, Nevada, and now you're in Ohio. How do you go about recruiting a place like Cleveland State? Because when I talk to football coaches, like, yeah, you know, there's certain places that guys know and they're really, really good in recruiting in, and then we send them to they get a job somewhere else and it's a total disaster and they wish they would have stayed. How do you, as a person who's crisscrossed all over the country, how do you go about recruiting at Cleveland State?
Well, that's a great question, and although you have that football brain, I'll tell you what, that's a great question, and I would love to invite you over to the basketball world as well. The one thing is relationships, man. You start with relationships, and it's authentic building of those relationships where people are trusting you with their dreams. And I have a respect for building relationships where I trust my dream in someone's hands as well as them trusting their dreams in mine. It's not a four-year commitment. It's a 40-year relationship. And although it's a fleeting moment of a couple years of college, it'll last a lifetime, because ultimately I want to be graded upon and judged upon as not just wins and losses, but how many guys invite me to their wedding, how many guys call me in the middle of the night asking for advice, how many guys calls me and tells me that, Coach, I'm in transition, I just accepted a job to this big-time company in this role. Coach, what should I do next? Those are the wins and losses I look forward to, not just between the lines. And that commitment begins with a relationship, a solid foundation, and it's just the beginning. The other side of it is, you know, sometimes you do have those barriers you have to break down, but Cleveland sports world right now is one of the top traditions of sports in the country. The fans are unbelievable. The support is unbelievable. You look at how Cleveland fans support the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs. There's no reason Cleveland State shouldn't be in that footprint and in that conversation. And that is what is very important to me, but also Cleveland State University education. So it's easy to get a kid from out of state or even in state or in this city to possibly stay home because of what we have to offer. It just needs to be reinvigorated, and hopefully we're doing that.
All right, Coach, a couple quick ones. We appreciate your time, too. I noticed your main contributors, you've got kids performing right now from Dayton, Chicago, Virgin Islands, Georgia. So you have them from all over. How important is the Northeast Ohio footprint going to be going forward for this program?
There's no doubt about it. We have some young men from this area, Yael Hill, who's from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, Jason Woodridge from Beachwood, Ben Sternberg from Beachwood, Demetrius Terry from, he's obviously went to St. Ed's. But we have gotten the right ones, but it's going to be very important in sustaining the championship residue, because we can't do it without Northeast Ohio. Those young people, and obviously the coaches and grassroots basketball community, which is a great, great tradition in itself. But we can't do it without them, and we're going to need them in the future.
One final thing for me, Coach, and you knew it would be inevitable. If you'd start winning games, you'd be on the short list for other programs, and I've seen your name pop up. That's got to be humbling. That's got to show you just how much you've already been able to accomplish. But what do you do in these situations as you're trying to coach a team, but you're starting to get the fanfare from other places around the country that are saying, hey, we want to try to make a run at this coach. We think he's done such a great job at Cleveland State. We want him here.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's humbling. It just says that the right coach has been at the right institution with me being here at Cleveland State. I mean, we have an unbelievable tradition, but ultimately the guys know, my players know, my president and my athletic director knows that, you know, I'm all in terms of what we have to do to accomplish what we want to accomplish. We don't look too far behind nor too far ahead of ourselves. And when we're able to do that in the right way, you get the results. I couldn't coach my team if I'm looking on the outside of what is being said. No different than our team wouldn't have been able to bounce back if we would have listened to what was said when we lost to Ohio U. So for us, it's about staying in the moment, concentrating on the minute, and being able to, in the off season, enjoy what we have accomplished, not during the season. So we don't really pay attention to those things, and it's important that young people know how to live in the moment. And that's what I'm here to teach.
Coach, we thank you very much for your time. We thank you very much for answering that question. I was supposed to ask you that question, but I didn't have the guts to do it. Lyman did.
It's okay.
So, Coach, we thank
you. Thank you guys for having me.
Take care. Good luck the rest of the way. Coach,
thank you. Go by.
Yes, sir. Coach Dennis Gates joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll call me gutless when we come back. And some cryptic non-JJ Watt tweets has Browns fans buzzing. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyme live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.